The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Cathal Joyce is with me. Cathal, talk us through what happened to you in 2015.
2015, yeah. I suppose it was a normal day like anything else. Got up that morning, getting ready for a match in Cusick Park at Mullingar. There was a match on before ours, so we did a warm-up prior to that in another pitch down the road. I did all that, no bother, nothing wrong with me, as normal. Got to Cusick Park, team talk done, out for a light warm-up again on the pitch. We just started kicking a few balls around, and I just started to feel a bit dizzy in myself, and my coordination was gold, and just didn't feel right. And I just said to one of the lads, I says, I just don't feel great, and he literally had to link me over to the dugout. With that, I collapsed and got 3 rounds of CPR and use of a defibrillator.
So had you any inclination as to what was happening? You know, when you started to feel dizzy, what did you think? What, I'm just having a turn here, I feel a bit sick?
I didn't know, yeah. Was I low on sugar? That kind of feeling. I don't know how to describe, you know. Like, I could still hear and see. And that, and when he brought me over to the dugout, sat down, and my brother was the physio on the day with us, with Athlone GEA, and he says, what's wrong with you? You know, usual. And I said, I just don't feel great. And with that, my vision went, and I collapsed on the pitch.
And so when does your memory kick back in again after that?
I don't know, did it kick out? You know, I could still kind of hear them all shouting at me, and this, you know, wake up, and I was trying to, like, kick a leg or move a hand to show that I was okay. You know, I was still around, but I just wasn't able. And then I remember waking up at the side of the pitch. That was it then, yeah.
And from there, I guess, you know, rushed off to hospital, as would be the case. I mean, did you realise at that stage, oh, my God, I've had this kind of serious cardiac event?
No.
Are you still in a bit of denial? Maybe my sugars are still...
You didn't know, like... For a week later, really, you know.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there was an event, you know, defibrillator was used, you know, CPR was performed. So I went to Tullamore Hospital. With that, then loads of tests were done. Like, the next morning I was doing a stress test, running on the treadmill, for people that don't know the stress test.
Yeah.
And the defibrillator sitting on the on the press there right beside me. So that was a bit daunting. But, like, saying that, I still passed that stress test.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And 24 hours later, I'm getting revived on the ground. So a lot of people's questions come to me now as in, what is a cardiac screening?
Yeah.
You know, cardiac screening, what is it? I want to get screened cardiac. Like, what is it? Is it blood pressure? Is it ECG? Is it a stress test, an echo test, a cardiac MRI? Like, for me, it's all of them.
Yeah.
Together. You know what I mean? There's no one that'll... you know, to tell you you're okay or you're not. You know, they're testing for different parts of things in the heart and stuff. But, so it was a busy week. Like, I spent a week in hospital.
A busy week. Why? Yeah, it sounds it, yeah.
The likes of yourselves ringing me, you know, annoying me in the hospital bed looking for a quick interview. But, yeah, it was quick. Like, I didn't really know what had happened because you're so busy and worked up on the whole thing, you know. It's only when you get home after, I'd say, about a month after, it kind of settles down a little bit and you're trying to get back into your normal kind of routine.
Yeah.
You know, you'd meetings with doctors and they said, no more sports. So just with that, I actually got an ICD put in my chest. So it's basically a defibrillator if I ever need it again. And touch wood, it has nothing. So I was told I'd never play sports again. 6 months later, I played my first match after, and I didn't really look back since.
So, I mean, in that period after you come home, when the kind of the dust has settled and you have a chance to breathe, I mean, is that when it hits you, that there's a kind of a processing?
Yeah.
Or
it's like what were we, nearly 9 years, 10 years on, and still probably haven't, the so-called word, accepted it.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever will. You just kind of live with it. You know what I mean? You get used to living with it. Like, even still now, like, you'd still get asked about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though it's that long ago and there's other things happening, people, you know. But people are still interested in it, you know. But even today in work, they were talking about, oh, is it telling them I was doing this show? It's happening an awful lot more. now, you know, the cardiac arrest and stuff. But is it, we're more social media now. You know, we know what's happening every part of the world, country, you know, town. You know what I mean? But, like, to be fair, in Ireland, we have the top ranking for out-of-hospital cardiac arrest survival rate, you know, which is fantastic. You know, but, like, people are always on about flooding the places with defibrillators and stuff. Like, that's the easy part.
Yeah.
So you can have a defibrillator, but a defibrillator's no good without CPR.
Yeah. And so you think that is there's lower hanging fruit, is there, than defibrillators? If people knew the basics.
No, it is getting out there. You know, CPR obviously is flying. They're doing it into Irish Heart Foundation, are doing into the schools, teaching the kids, teaching the teachers to be able to teach the kids and so on. Progress. Like, you don't need to be a doctor or rocket science to figure out compressions on the chest. No mouth breaths needed now, you know.
Yeah, they've gotten rid of that. My kids are doing it in school now. They bring in, well, the older lad, they get to do it in dummies. And they have to bring in teddies, yeah.
Yeah.
And when I did it, which is, you know, 20-odd years ago, more now, 25 years ago, it was it kind of 15 compressions and then 2 breaths or something like that? That's gone.
Yeah.
Just keep doing the compressions.
Compressions is enough to keep the blood flowing around the body.
Okay.
You know what I mean, yeah.
And that's the type of stuff we need to kind of make sure that everybody knows.
Get out there. Obviously, defibrillators help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're a power, but the first link is to ring. You know what I mean? Then, bang, start your CPR. You know what I mean? Put on loudspeaker. Your hands are free. You're able to work. You know what I mean? If there's 4 of us here in the room, take turns, because you're in adrenaline. Like, that'll run out. It's tough.
Yeah. Did it change your outlook on life at all?
Me? No. People say, why? No, I was stubborn as a mule. Whatever I wanted to do, I'd do it as best as I could. You know, did I get to accept things a bit more? No. You know what I mean? Lads rolling around the pitch pretending they're injured, you know, as they don't want to train on a wet Sunday, you know, in a Sunday morning, you know, that kind of stuff I'd have no time for now, no.
Yeah. No. And when you went back playing sport, like, were there any nerves? You know what I mean? When I really push the body here now, God, is the heart going to...
I wasn't running up and down the pitch. Like, you know, a wild hair, I was minding myself.
You transitioned into one of those older statesmen on the pitch, was it?
Yeah, get the other lads to do that.
I'll read the game, lads. Yeah. You do all the running.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean? It was only back at a junior match, you know, but still it was a great achievement to get back.
Yeah.
Playing, it's all about little goals for yourself.
And what was that like, kind of after the point that the doctors told you, listen, no more sport, and until you got back? You know what I mean? Did you just kind of decide, there and then, right, I'm ignoring you, or what happened?
I think the best feeling was going home and throwing the gear bag in the house, and it was a dirty, wet day, the pitch was covered in muck, and throw the gear bag down to the mother again and say, will you wash that? And she looked at me as if she didn't know I was going playing, and she nearly killed me. But yeah, just to get that feeling and back, you know.
But I think, Hal, maybe she looked at you and thought, should you not be washing your own gear
at this stage? Yeah.
Is there not a bit of that, do you think, as well?
No. that was good, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I went and climbed Crowpatrick within the year, and just little things, you know. Things that you're told you weren't able to do. Like, I was going into doctors and they were able to give me a booklet with things of all the things you can't do. I says, can you tell me what I can do? You know what I mean? Give me a booklet with a couple on it, living with an ICD, and the picture on it is an old couple in their late 80s. Sure, they don't care if they're going to be told. All you can do is a little bit of walking. You know what I mean? I was 25 years of age, you know. And you want to kind of come out of it. But that all happened, and I ended up going to the cry unit then.
Yes.
In Talla. Unbelievable.
Really?
From the minute you walk into the door, they want to know all about you, your family history, you know. To want to get all your family in for testing, you know. When I say testing, it's a full NCT. All the things we named. You know what I mean? You're going in talking about top cardiologist, Dr. Deirdre Ward. There's no nothing bubbly about it. It's straight to the point. You know, like, I'm happy for you to do X, Y, and Z, but there is a limit, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to listen to your body. Grant. That was the best bit of news I got.
And the limit doesn't extend to the golf course, because I know we're after getting in the way now of your plans for the evening.
Yeah, I'll get out. Don't worry about that. as I kind of moved on now from the football and that, and enjoying the golf now at the moment. So
yeah, well, listen.
Stay going with that.
It's the season for it, so we won't get in the way any longer. You need to make hay while the sun shines. Cathal, thanks a million for joining us.
No problem. Thanks very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.